Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about something fun. We have a very serious person talking about that. Adam, he was the former prosecutor and he is now the president of Prosecutor Impact. Very serious subject. But today we talk about Jess.
Perfect.
Hi Adam, 你好.
你好, nice to see you again.
Good to see you. Jess, why Jess?
Jazz is one of the original art forms to come out of African-American culture.
Mm-hmm.
It defies a lot of the rules that are set up in music. It literally is the foundation for rhythm and blues, for rock and roll, for hip-hop, for R&B. It's one of the most soothing things to listen to. If you can get into it, and it's like its own language that has transcended not only our country but all over the world.
Okay, so jazz in Chinese, it's not totally popular as in America, but since it's so easy to learn in Chinese, let's just dive in. So jazz, basically in Chinese, is 爵士. 爵士, and it's really nothing to do with the meaning here anymore, because it's just because jazz is such a new term for Chinese people.
Yes.
And then they just borrowed a few words which sound slightly similar. And you can see Chinese people have very different ears and they come up with 爵士, thinking that's similar to jazz.
爵士.
Yeah, 爵士. And if you really want to ask me, 爵, that means nobody. And that means the title, like a duke, that type of the title. So 爵.
爵.
Yep, and 士 is the second character to represent the sound z, jazz. So in this case, 士, originally that means scholar or soldier in the ancient time, 士.
士.
And then modern days, yeah, you can say 士 is a scholar or soldier, still a warrior or gentleman. So the noble gentleman, noble soldier, noble scholar is jazz music, basically.
Mm.
But don't worry about the meaning, it's more about the sound.
Okay.
So they do something similar to many other words, especially when the words are from the Western world. China didn't have those before. Like salad, it's shala. Sofa, it's shafa. Coffee is cafe. Brandy, bailandi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, jazz music. So you worked in a bar sometimes at night. What a fun job.
It was fun most of the time. It was fun 80% of the time.
Right. Oh.
20% of the time, I wanted it to all be over.
Right. Okay. Tell me the 20%, because I can imagine the fun part. I just don't know what part is not that fun.
The not fun parts are people who think that you're a servant.
Oh.
Which is
not fair. 不公平.
不公平.
Yeah.
Right? And then just the hours. At the last jazz club I worked at, we didn't close until 2:00 in the morning, and I wouldn't get out of there until 3:30.
Right.
And then I would have to wake up, and I would have to go to my actual job. Or
yeah, you go to the court, being a prosecutor in the morning, and then you work at the jazz bar in the evening.
Correct.
Right. You had 72 hours a day, I guess.
Yeah, it was a long one.
Yeah, it's a long one. But I can see a lot of fun, and you probably met a lot of interesting people. And then you are in the environment where you get nice music.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me which one I'm going to go next time when I'm in Boston.
It was called the Beat Hotel.
I'll go there next time. Let me know which day you are there.
Okay.
I'll bring all my friends there, and we will be very nice to you.
Thank you very much.
It will be That's very nice and polite. Okay. No, so jazz music, to describe jazz and the music together, we say 音乐.
音乐.
音乐. 音乐 means music, and 音 is the sound.
音.
音. So any sound, yeah, any type of sound, like me talking, you talking, 音. And then 乐. 乐 originally means happy. And that was an instrument, Chinese instrument. And they have a spaghetti shape of the lines twisting together. That's to show the ancient Chinese instrument. So 音乐 together, that means music.
音乐.
Yeah, so the instrument which can produce the sound is the music, 音乐.
音乐.
Yeah, so if you want to, some people when you say jazz, says what is jazz? Because jazz could be a form of dance as well, right?
Yes.
So you want to emphasize it's not dancing, it's actually the music. So you can say 爵士乐.
爵士乐.
Yeah, 爵士乐. That's jazz music. And then if you want to say, hey, I'm a musician, specializing in the jazz music. You just need to add one more word behind 爵士乐. We say 爵士乐手.
Oh.
Yeah, 手 means hand. So it's hand, basically. So 手 in this case is no longer hand. It's your competent hand which can produce the music.
Oh.
Yeah, just like a manpower, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so the same thing. So 爵士乐手 is a musician who does the jazz music.
Very cool.
Jazz musician, 爵士乐手。
爵士乐手。
And do you play any instrument? You were very humble.
I play a very bad guitar, and and I sing.
Oh, can you sing for us?
maybe on the next episode.
you promise we will do that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we'd love to hear you sing, and you can bring your guitar over as
well. Okay, perfect.
Okay, if you sing, I'll sing.
Okay.
No, you don't want to listen to me to sing.
We'll sing together.
Okay, let's do that. So, 爵士 is jazz. Have you been to New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, I bet. And then how was it?
Yeah, it's amazing. The festival is fun. What is the most fun is leaving the main grounds,
mm-hmm.
and going to the small clubs that are around the city and finding like a really, really nice small band, small crowd. It's the greatest experience.
Right. And then in addition to 爵士乐, what type of other 音乐, do you like?
I really like hip hop. I really like reggae. I really like classical music. Those would be my top three.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Adam. It was a lot of fun talking about jazz. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Adam.
再见.
You have to sing next time.
I will.
Okay. Let's do that. Bye.
Bye.